Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 340, take 2. Welcome, guys. Here we are.
The fourth time.
Second. It's not bad. Here we are. This is. I'm on a 3-day run. I am showering. I am changing clothes. But this is third day in a row recording content. Very excited to be getting it in for you guys. Yeah, it's different. Never been able to do that before. It's taking some getting used to because my energy levels aren't used to it. But I'm doing fine. I'm a little sore from the gym today. I woke up and was definitely sore, so that's a good thing. That means I got it in yesterday, like I wanted to.
Good.
My day has been
after 20 days.
After 20 fucking days. I thought it was 2 weeks. When I looked at my last check-in and it was 20 fucking days, the next day would have been full 3 weeks. So. I don't know how that got away from... Well, I do, because we've been busy. We've been very busy. But still, it didn't feel like it was that goddamn long. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy that I went back yesterday, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mentioned on the live, I couldn't do as much as I normally do. Weight-wise, I was able to do as much on each exercise, but I couldn't do, like, the last two weight machines that I usually use because I was, like, done. I was ready to start crying. So... I left a little early, but I still like got a good workout in and I'm feeling it today. So that's a good thing.
Good.
Today was kind of crazy though. I woke up, I was hella fucking tired and sore. And then I did get a nap in this morning, which is good because we finished super late yesterday. I don't think I went to bed till like 1:30, which grandma be going to bed way earlier than that. So that was a lot for me. So yeah, I was tired. I came back, I took a small nap and then... went to go get peas. That was a little crazy. She had like an accident right when I got there to pick her up at school. So I was like hiding her from the other kids. I was like, don't worry. Like they all left. There was only a couple there. And, you know, I was able to cover it. So
that's
she wasn't.
The important part.
Yeah, because that's never happened at school before. And she was super embarrassed. She was like, this is the worst day ever. This is a horrible day. And I was like, no it's going to be better. Yeah. It's fine. No one sees. So
if no one sees, like you won. Because otherwise that.
Yeah, like you're upset. Right.
That's that first traumatic, like everyone laughed at me.
Yes. That's why I was sure that I like positioned her to where you could not tell what was going on. Like, girl, they probably thought you fell. They don't know what happened. They just know you were upset. So I diffused that situation.
Oh, good.
And then we go to my house and I get yet another confirmation that I'm a witch. I would like to go through the archives and see how many times I've had experiences like this and said this because there's been a lot. But this one was very funny. I pull up into my drive. Well, I pull up and I see my landlord in front of the building. And I'm like, no big deal. You know, I know that we have a unit in my building for rent and it's listed online right now. And so I'm like, okay, she's probably just showing the unit. And I see like a man and I look over and I kind of recognize his profile, but I wasn't looking at him straight on. And like the hair was different from what I remember. But I'm like, I kind of recognize him. So whatever. I don't think nothing of it. I pull into the driveway. I go in the garage. And I'm like getting peas out and getting my stuff. And I turn around and they're like in the garage. She's showing him the garage. So I know it's a potential tenant. And I look and it's someone that I've known for like 8 years that I fucking, let's just say maybe I would get party favors for them. Hmm. They're kind of a partier and I would get party favors for them. And the last time I got one for them, which was like maybe 7 months ago, they burned me and they didn't give me all the money they were supposed to.
Just 7 months.
Huh?
Just 7 months and ghosted you.
Like 7 months ago. It was the last interaction I had with them and they didn't give me all the money, right? And they blocked me. And so I was like, okay, like they've kind of done some weird shit like that before to where I had to like show up and pop up on them like, hey, like you never sent me that. Like, what's up? So I didn't trip. Also, it was such a small amount of money that I, you know, it wasn't that serious for me to like go looking for them or nothing. But it's funny because since we've been recording out this way, I thought about them recently because they're not far from here. And I thought about them, like, if I ever run into them somewhere over here, like at a store or a gas station, I'm going to fire on him, right? Like, the thought was in my head. This, like, no lie, this was like a week ago. I hadn't heard nothing from this person. 7 months. We don't follow each other on socials. I don't think he follows me. But, like, you know, I have had no contact with anyone that knows him. He don't be nowhere near where I live. To even be on that end of the Bay Area is fucking strange in itself, right? And it was just funny because, like, I turned around and he, like, chuckled and then, like, waved nervous. And I was like, hey, guys, like, to both of them. And then I just went in the house. And so I'm very curious to see if they're going to take the unit and how that's going to go because.
That would go horrible. That should already be.
Curious.
I feel like if the spirit just came out and ran into him.
He probably froze. He probably clenched his butt cheeks and froze when he saw me. Because he also knows, like, I've told him before, like, we had a little situation before, and he blamed it on being, like, blackout drunk. And, you know, whatever. But I was like, I told him, like, don't ever fucking play with me like
that.
Yeah,
that drinking.
And people try to play with me because I'm a girl in that industry anyway. And I had to tell him, like, don't ever fucking play with me like that. And so just to know that the last time we interacted, you played with me and ain't seen me since.
And he'll be right here.
And, oh, look. Look at that. I mean, you
guess
know.
Guess who's coming for his shit? Their shit.
Their shit, exactly. Yeah. But I'm just curious how that would go. Also, I don't know if they still are. But
pop up on payday. You'll have that shit together.
Yeah.
Rent day, before the rent.
Exactly. You're going to see me.
You're going to be low on rent.
Exactly. For sure. For sure. No, but like, they're also a partier, right? Like, they go to hella parties, hella bars. They just like balls to the wall quite often. So I'm like, if you're my neighbor, you better know you have to keep it down. Like, this ain't that kind of building.
This isn't going to work.
This is not that kind of building. You're not going to be wasted. You're not going to be having hella company. Like, I'm the building manager now. Like,
I don't see how this could work.
I'm the self-appointed building manager, so I just want to, like, lay down the rules, the ground rules of my own.
Yeah,
like, if you take
really,
this unit.
I forgot that there's multiple on that floor.
There's only four units. There's two at the bottom. There's two at the top.
Right.
I'm at the top with you. So
that's what I'm saying. You kind of.
I have to give you the top of the building rules.
You're like, you're, like, just really my apartment, but behind. It's smaller, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you're not going to be getting crazy in here. Like, you know, I know your lifestyle. That's cool. But you're not going to be in here getting wild. Like, I could see me having to have my son beat his ass on some blackout shit.
Regulating the person.
Like, it's like me hall monitor all over again. Like, I'm going to get a safety vest. I'm going to have a clipboard.
I feel like you kind of are looking forward to
it. I'm going
to
be doing inspections periodically. Who's in here? Like, what are we doing?
How's your rent going this week?
Are you paying it on time?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
How much did you spend at the bar last night?
Yeah. This could be really fun for me, or this could be really annoying for me.
Wanda told me you have a tab.
So, what are we doing? Are you staying on top of that?
Are you proximity to bar over there?
Nearby, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, so who
I'm
knows?
Sure it's perfect for him.
And I'm like, don't think you're going to have hella fun over here. Like,
see, that's.
The warden is in town. Like, do not think you're going to have hella fun.
I feel like.
So it could either be comforting that he saw me because he knows I'm with the shit, but like, I'm not with the shit with my kids and where I live.
I feel like it's a bad idea. I really do.
I'm not going to tell him that. I'm not going to fuck up her money. Rent to him. Go ahead. See how it goes.
I'm not even going to say anything.
I'll keep you guys posted. We'll see.
You'll keep a diary.
Yeah.
Of what he does.
Real quick, I just want to take a minute to say thank you so much to Christina, Juicy, Liz, Sadie, K-Baby, Jessica, and Angela. You guys all, like, sent me, like, coffee money and, like, love and support, and you did not have to fucking do that, and I appreciate it so much, and I just want to make sure I take the time to personally thank all of you, because that was very sweet and very unexpected, and, you know, I got big girl expenses now and I appreciate it. Like, you just, you helped me out and I, yeah, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah, very nice. Very sweet. Made me emotional. Did you see the girl, Alyssa Liu, that won the gold medal for figure skating?
From the town?
Mm-hmm. Well, people are telling me she grew up in Richmond. So I'm like...
You're like, oh.
Okay, even better.
Richmond even closer.
Even better. I love it. Huh?
She did like a Thiz move or something.
She like, you know, did Thiz face when posing with the medal. Yeah. But yeah, great representation of the Bay Area. I love her hair. She's like an alt girl. To have an alt girl in that space, the Olympic space, which is usually so prim and proper, I feel like that's like huge in itself. But then also to throw some flavor on it, some Bay Area flavor.
Bay Area twist as well.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
That is cool.
What's even more impressive is I did a little digging and I found out like about her background, her dad. She was raised by a single dad and there's five kids. One is a set of triplets and her and another sibling. They all were produced by, how do you word this? They were all through anonymous egg donors. And surrogacy.
So three different, are they related?
Eggs? Three different. I think the twins and her were carried by the same mother. And then there's two other mothers. Wait,
but how many
one other
donors?
Mother.
How many egg donors?
One, two, three.
Got it. Okay.
So.
I'm still not good with math, but.
Yeah, but they were all a product of surrogacy. And I thought that was fucking amazing. Their father is from China, and I think he was like in the military and stuff. And then he came over and he was 40 years old. And he was like, I always knew I really wanted children, but like is a lot like me, I guess. And didn't give a fuck about having a spouse, but wanted them children.
Yeah.
And fucking made it happen. But like, that's such an unheard of thing. I feel like for fathers to do that, you know?
Yeah. And
he raised them by himself.
Boy or girls? I'm sorry, I missed it.
The twins, I think there's two boys and a girl. It's mixed. There's boys and girls. There's triplets. I mean, there's triplets, and then there's her and a sister, I believe. So I think it's like three girls and two boys, if I'm not mistaken.
And where's he from?
China. And there was a little something because China's feeling some kind of way that she didn't want to represent China in the Olympics. She chose to represent the U.S.
Is it China where you're only supposed to have, they want boys or something?
They have a limit on how many children you can have. Yeah.
And like they want you to have
boys. They don't want girls. Like yeah.
So, yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Well, he moved here. So, you know, I mean, he wanted to start his life here
and
whatever.
And have a real family.
Yeah. And I thought that was fucking amazing. Because he was like, baby mama who? Like, I don't need that.
I got this.
I don't need that. We have science.
I'm going to grind it out.
Yeah. I'm going to make it happen, and I'm going to raise all my fucking children by myself.
Well, you have, that way you have control. Like, you dictate how they
But
work.
It's not a control thing. It's like he wanted a family, and he didn't give a fuck about having a partner.
I was just saying that sometimes a partner can be the problem.
Yeah.
Because you know how you want your kids to be.
To be raised,
and a partner could be volatile, shall we say.
But some people just don't want the partner and just want the family, like the children. So I think that's really cool. I've never heard of that in my life. Never.
Me neither, but it makes complete sense if you don't want to deal with like going through
I don't care about a marriage, but I still want a family. I still want descendants. I still want children.
I get it. I feel like the problem in families often like divorce, and that's what affects the kids. The fighting in my house effect.
But he didn't even start off with one with a
saying.
Partner. Like he was
that's
like,
"That's what I'm saying. Like I'm not going to risk even the first kid."
Yeah, yeah. It sounds really calculated and thought out and like planned and wonderful.
And maybe smart in a lot of. I mean, people don't usually have that sort of forethought, especially when they're having babies.
So I know.
It's kind of a fly thing.
It is. I thought that was like even cooler than her winning the Olympics. I was more impressed with his story. Like you're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got
But she comes from an awesome lineage, obviously. Like, that's fucking great. In other California news, did you see Gavin Newsom's stupid ass?
I did not see him.
He's sitting up, like, I don't know what this was, an interview. I don't know. It's like two guys in chairs. It's like him.
He does a podcast.
He does. You're right. Yeah. But I don't think this was his pod. It might have been. I don't fucking know. Don't quote me on that part.
But he's also on every podcast except like trying, because he won't go on Joe Rogan.
He's on a media tour.
But he won't go on Joe Rogan though. Like that's, yeah. So he's trying to start his own network. I think the Democrats really want to get in the space.
Yeah. Which, I could see that.
You know.
I see the billboards with his stupid ass hair, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Take that down. Yeah.
He's a very typical archetype, like, politician to look.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so he's sitting. I don't know if it's his show. I don't know if it's someone else's. It's him and a black dude, and they're in chairs, and they're sitting, and they're talking. No one else, just them two. And he makes this comment. He's talking about black people. And he says some shit like, you know, I'm not much different from you. Like, you know, I scored. Did I say how much he scored? I'm going to pull it up. I'm not much different from you. Like, I only scored blah, blah, blah on the SATs. Like, you know, I have my struggles and something, something. And well, then, like, are you calling black people dumb?
I get it.
So some Republicans were like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like, you're being fully racist.
Do you not hear yourself talking?
He didn't like that they called him out. So he's like, what do you mean? Like, I've struggled with dyslexia my whole life. Oh, that's what he's saying. I can't even read speeches. Like, I'm not much different from you. Like, I can't even read a speech. That's why I never read speeches. Like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, do you hear yourself? Like, have you... At all? Did you think about what you were saying at all? Did you pause? Did you breathe? Anything to give you a moment to realize what was happening?
Not even a second.
So he didn't. So he's going off. You know, he likes to go off on people on Twitter, and so he replies to whoever fucking Republican is, and he's like cussing and shit. He's really mad, but like. And he brings up his dyslexia struggle, but that's like not what you said. And why would that be a comparison to black people?
It's just like another problem, affliction he's trying to just add.
To be relatable? Because like you're trying to be relatable in that way? What are you talking about?
And even if you
What's the correlation?
I don't get it, because telling people you did poor on your SATs isn't helping either.
It's not. How does that correlate with black folks?
It doesn't. But
or the struggle of the plight of black folks.
It doesn't help you telling people you did bad.
It doesn't. It fucking doesn't.
It's crazy.
It doesn't. I don't want to misspeak. Hold on. Because I actually want to read it to you. I should have had this pulled up. As conservatives accuse Newsom of bigotry. Hold on. Yeah, he's calling it MAGA manufactured outrage and all this shit, but like you actually fucked up. They're actually right this
is
time.
Is there a real quote?
Yes. Hold on. Where is
they
it?
They didn't misquote him.
No. It's actually, I watched the clip. I watched the clip of what he said and I was like, is serious?
He's completely in context then.
He said, I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you. I'm like you. I'm not better than you, Newsom said. I'm a 960 SAT guy, and you know, I'm not trying to offend anyone, you know. I'm not trying to act all there if you get 940, but literally a 960 SAT guy. You never seen me read a speech because I cannot read a speech. Maybe the wrong business to be. Like, where's
the
clip that I saw was more detailed than this. Basically, what he's saying is that the 960 SAT score makes him like black Americans. And how do you not see the problem in that fucking statement?
I don't understand it at all. I don't even know what a 960 is because I have no idea, but it sounds like
you're not doing good for the Dems. You're not doing a good thing with that. Like, back it up, rewind, and be like, I said it wrong. I don't know how to talk right either. Like, what?
I mean, if you can't read a speech, you probably shouldn't just get in front of a mic and just speak.
And crazy. Just freestyle.
There's a lot of, like...
Reel that back in and say what you meant if that's not what you
politicians
meant.
Politicians seem to make a lot of mistakes when they start addressing the black part of the country. They seem to, like...
Because it's fake. And it's like,
they're looking for the vote. They're looking for
exactly.
the vote.
Exactly. You're pandering. you're pandering for a black vote, but you've just fucked it all the way up.
My black friend is in the back.
My black best friend can tell you.
He drove me.
Yeah. Literally. Yes. Yes. Read the room. What the fuck are you saying? What are you saying? It was so angering. Just watch the fucking clip, you guys, and tell me if I'm overreacting, because it had me hot. It was ridiculous.
The relatable gov.
He's so embarrassing. I hate him. I just hate him anyway.
I have a picture of him in my studio, and
I know.
I
forgot about that. That's your friend. That's your buddy.
I mean, you know.
You guys are like.
It's. I'm not in the picture. It's all right, just him. All right. Stop it. But I'm always.
You see how I lied?
I'm always conflicted that I should take it down.
He's next to the sign. I forgot. That's a recent post on your page,
it's
too.
Not
you
new.
You don't
it's
have not, to scroll I, down,
it's,
though.
Yeah, it's not that far down.
You got to bury it. You got to start posting to bury that.
I have to start posting more.
Yeah. Fuck. Forgot. Your homie. In other California bad news, did you see that fucking Tracy father? That father from Tracy that got kidnapped from a Sikh temple a week ago?
I don't know the details. I heard
did
about
Did you see the story?
Not.
This is a father of triplets. Triplets again, common theme. His didn't go to the Olympics. He fucking was at the Sikh temple. I think it was at nighttime, a week ago.
Uh-huh.
And some young black dudes pulled up in a Tesla in all black, wearing masks and shit, kidnapped him, got on the highway, vanished. They found his fucking body in Lake Berryessa, which is Napa County, Napa.
This was some type of hit?
What is happening? Yeah, he looks like an older man. And why were you a target? What's happened? Was this a hit? What was this?
That'll be interesting to find out, because you don't just...
And these babies are new babies. I think he lived at the temple.
Yeah,
and like
that was, he did something that he shouldn't have done.
You think?
That's my guess.
You think he stiffed somebody too?
I mean, no one just takes you. How quick did they find him? Did they take him a week? Did they take him to a safe first?
I don't know. They had him for a week before his body was found.
Then maybe they knew he had money. I don't know. Who knows?
He stiffed somebody like my future neighbor did, probably, and they dealt with it differently.
Or maybe he was into some shit and had some money and they knew where it was at. Or he was stacking money for the...
I don't know. It didn't look like he was... it would make sense if he was some rich, I don't know, so that they could demand some kind of ransom or something. There was no ransom. There was no demand. What happened?
Maybe he had some money. Maybe they were saved. He's the guy that sends the money back home. I don't know. I'm just trying to think why you would just do it, except you did, some real foul shit, right?
Yeah. I'm feeling bad right now. Let me find out he's a pedo or something. I might feel different. But,
I got you.
What happened? I see him posing with his babies and, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's shitty.
It's very scary that something like that happened.
Yeah, it's still fucked up.
So I shared an article on my story about it, and they have a full description detailing everything that happened, because they're trying to track down the people that were in this Tesla that kidnapped him. Very scary. Very scary situation. Pray for them babies and their mom. And the rest of his family. That's fucking awful.
Yeah. Where did it happen?
He was Tracy. He's a Tracy resident. So I think the temple was in Tracy. I read that he lived there.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
Mexico. Mexico is going fucking crazy. Did you see?
I see the cartels are going into town.
Going crazy.
They're going into where the tourists are.
Oh yeah.
Which that's when it's
they're
a problem.
In Puerto Vallarta right now. They've taken over the airport. The airports are closed. A lot of resorts are closed. Cancel your little vacations right now until they figure out what the fuck is going on. The problem that I have, it was a cartel leader, mm-hmm. very dangerous, former Bay Area resident, cartel leader, El Mencho. He was wounded in a military raid. And he was like on his way to get some ass, I guess. He was on his way to like a bitch house, or he was at a bitch house, and they, you know, they called it a lover or whatever. He, a love interest. He's going to get some ass.
Yeah.
And the military, and they say our military had something to do, you know, we were involved. Not good. Don't want to hear that. But they did a military raid, got him. He got hit during the raid. He was being transported to a hospital and died on the way. Like, oops, y'all done fucked up now. So they're like they're giving people warnings, like it's a shelter in place. Like if you come outside, you're getting fucked up, don't leave. There's people that were in airports, in hotels, like out and about, and like had to seek shelter in businesses and cannot fucking leave. Now that I heard that they're giving people certain hours that they could leave, but don't get caught outside. Like they're blowing shit up, starting fires. Like the footage is fucking crazy. It's scary as fuck to see. I don't know. I hope it's resolved. I hope no innocent people are hella harmed, but there's like, I think already 25 of the police out there were already killed. They have some demands. I would just probably give them what they want. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Y'all already lost 25 people.
At this point, what do you have to gain?
Give them what they want. And I hope Trump ain't behind this. I'm going to say that. Or just come get him. Maybe he was. I think he was behind it. There's come get something. Him.
There's some sort of connection.
There was a connection for sure. He ordered this, so come get him. You ain't heard that from me, allegedly.
Allegedly, maybe.
Yeah. No, it's scary, though. It is scary. It's not a laughing matter. What's also not a laughing matter, did you see the Ghislaine Maxwell video of her supposedly on the street in Canada? With a beanie and a scarf and a jacket. This
is right after we saw her as an Asian.
As fucking Austin Powers.
Yeah, so did they do that so we wouldn't think that's the real one? I don't know.
So look, I was fully committed to believing that was her, right? And then like all these pages I follow were like, oh my God, I reshared it. I don't know how many times. It's been confirmed that it's AI.
Okay.
And now I'm mad. Now I want blood. And I want the person who apparently is known for creating these. And I want him. I want him. Like, me and you got to talk. Because I was like, see? I've been saying it. She's out. See? That was Austin Powers that they fucking tried to say was her. I mean, that still wasn't her. That wasn't AI.
I feel like this could be AI of the picture. And they just fool you.
What do you mean?
Maybe it's still really her and they're just...
And now they're trying to... Oh.
The AI of the picture. And they're like, this is AI. I don't know.
Maybe they're now saying that so people will shut up.
You got to say something.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It's her.
I mean, they didn't say anything when the Asian...
The lady, the Asian woman showed up to give... Yeah.
I mean...
On behalf of her.
They weren't denying it then. So this one, you know.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. Okay, it's her. It is.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Hold on to that thought.
Yeah. We just don't know, but I'm going to still say it's her. Because we know she's out and we know he's out. He's alive and well walking around Tel Aviv.
I mean, they slow walked her too. They like moved her from like a prison to like barely a prison.
To like daycare. Yeah. They're being real gentle with her. She had some demands of her own. And after she met with Trump's people and shit,
that was
she got the fuck up out of there. So
crazy. We just met. Okay. Have you ever took a meeting in prison?
Right.
And didn't deal with what was
be
going
for real.
On.
Like, please be for real.
Like, it wasn't like...
They're playing in our faces and I'm tired of it. And him just freely walking around.
Well, that's the problem. We're used to them playing so much now that we're just like, they're playing our faces because they're like,
we're not going to do anything anyway.
No.
Like, when is enough going to be enough? When are we going to start turning up? Mexico is a good example of what we should have been doing.
I think, you know, you got to fight any way you can at this point.
Because, but you got to fight.
Yep.
We can't just be online and on podcasts complaining.
No.
We got to turn up.
I mean, if the opportunity is there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just...
Yeah. That whole Epstein shit is crazy. And we only got released such a small portion of it.
Did you see what I sent you earlier? Mm-mm. It was like they just found all...
More?
They had been stashing all of these other caches of porn and different stuff all across
the United States. Oh, they found more. Yeah.
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 That's what I'm saying. Like, even more stashes that they didn't have. It just seems like it's never ending.
Yeah, of course. They said we got released such a small percentage, and it was so heinous and crazy. Imagine what else we haven't even seen
here's
yet.
Here's what I'm just wondering. I wanted to ask you. Do you think that there's other people just as big as him doing this?
Yeah.
That's the scary part. Like,
for sure.
Who took over the business, or who yeah. else is doing this? Who's the competition, like, on the adrenochrome? Like,
yeah. I think this has been going on forever and ever and ever, before he was even born.
That's what I'm saying. So,
I don't think he started it. I think he just has been key in keeping it going.
Which is crazy, because that means it's still going.
Yeah. Fully.
Like, fully. There's plenty yeah. of other people slanging human.
Yep. Imagine in other countries that are less strict, that aren't really tripping, where there's sex tours for children. Like, you know, a lot of other countries and shit are very laxed about that shit. So, of course, it's still going on.
Yeah. And I think, kind of think of those as being like third world. Like, they're doing that, but then they were doing it over here just on a way higher.
I think it was level. Just a celebrity level here, mostly, with him.
I think for sure that's how he got in, but it was definitely politicians yeah. and...
He's Mossad, so like,
I mean,
you know.
I think he's everybody. That's yeah. the thing. I think he's Russia. I think he's whoever.
Whoever.
To get to the money. Like, you
kind of
have
blackmail.
To
yeah.
You
he's
have
an agent.
To be. Yeah, he's an agent of evil. And I'm sure, then you would be
hey,
convicted with
Mossad. Speaking of, did you hear that Mossad, there was a Mossad agent, maybe more than one, killed in North Korea, and they told them, if you don't come get your people, we're throwing them in the sea?
Oh, I mean...
Well, I was like, look at North Korea.
I mean...
Doing some good.
Mossad has done a lot of awful things in the name of good concepts. But they are horrible people. Yeah. Like, their whole idea is, like, covert. We're going to do some other shit.
Yeah.
That's their game. They seem to be really good at murder and terror.
Yeah.
Under the guise of, like, we're helping.
Yeah. But they're not.
It's like their SEAL Team 16. We're sending our best guys.
Yeah. You know who was not in the Epstein files? Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah. Well,
Pee Wee Herman that got fucking chastised and fucking his career ruined the most for being freaky, but he was being freaky where he was supposed to be freaky.
But what's funny is, like, that's just plays into just put your shit out there. Like,
yeah.
You know, then it's
100%. But he got his career ruined for it. And they tried to, I remember that. They tried to make it sound like he was in a regular movie theater.
No,
like he was being creepy in a movie theater. No.
Did you see the doc? Like, the last couple of years, it was a documentary right before
I don't
he
think
died
I watched
that he
it. Yeah, I don't think I watched it.
It's good.
He tells his story.
Yeah, and you see, he has a very unique, like, I think they, like, being an actor, and they kind of show his whole,
he's
sort of an out gay man. The whole time, you know?
And you're in a fucking peep show theater. Like, that's where you're supposed to be doing that kind of shit.
In New York City, they know what's going on.
Yes, but that's the appropriate place for that, to have your dick out.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. And you're in New York City, what's happening in those places, they know that. I feel like it was a setup to destroy his career.
How dare them do him like that?
No, because I don't know. I never felt like his humor was, like, in any... I've seen some child... comedy shit that feels creepy.
Yeah.
His just felt goofy and fun.
Right. Silly.
Yeah. Like,
but like innocently silly.
Yeah.
And he was an artist. Like he was in a lot of other shit that like was
like,
more artsy
that,
and
100%.
Yeah.
And it, I don't know. I was wondering maybe what kind of like tabloid news was back there. So was it like what was the reasoning?
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Who did he piss off?
Yeah.
Is what I think. Why did he deserve that?
Yeah, I don't know, but...
Yeah, poor him.
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, kids and creepy, did you see that they're tearing J. Cole's ass up about allegedly...
That paint, he had someone draw a picture of a...
For, like, an album kid. Insert, and he wanted it specifically to be, like... naked children in like sexual poses and like sexual context, and the artist refused. And so they say they basically outed him on Twitter with receipts, and they said, like, this is what the request was. And so what I did was I basically compromised with evil, and I made it a little more censored because I wasn't okay with the official request. And what they ended up with was like a child nude taking selfies or something in that kind of position, but like used image, some type of images or something to cover up the private parts. And then shows, like, fully shows receipts and shit, and then shows him describing how happy he was with it. And he even said some shit like the kids, like, took it to the next level. Like, the kids were the best part.
See, yeah.
I beg your finest fucking pardon.
I don't know the story, but I do know that his whole album concept was about, like, the fall off and being reborn and all this stuff. So I just wondered, did his artistic brain maybe... I mean, he's an artistic kind of conceptual guy. So I don't know, but I would be curious to hear.
But what are you doing commissioning that kind of artwork from somebody?
I don't know, but I don't know. I don't think you should.
Like, there's a better way to express yourself than naked children being sexy.
If that's his side of this, like, if that's the truth.
Well,
like,
I didn't see 100%. Him deny it. And then people are sharing all of his happiness and joy and saying the kid part took it to the next level.
I'm trying to find it online, so that's all. I just didn't
okay.
see it.
Okay, well, let me see. I think maybe I had, like, a screenshot of it.
I mean, I see it on Reddit, J. Cole artwork problems, so, but I don't see much. But, I mean, if that's what's out there, you gotta, and it's a reputable artist, then he needs to calm the fuck down.
He needs to respond and say what the fuck. Explain your artistic process and why were you wanting that?
Well, and that's the thing, like, or else, like, don't be, like, be more descriptive of what you actually want. Like, if you're trying to do something, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Be very clear, like, on what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
That's not the type of artwork that you can just be very vague about, you know what I mean? That's something you have to be very fucking clear and specific with what the message is. Otherwise, you're just being creepy, I feel.
No, I agree 100%. Yeah. I was just...
kids being naked and sexy is wild. But, like, you can't play with that.
And writing down the description is just even crazier. like, that's what's weird to me, like, the descriptions.
Like, what's happening?
Yeah. That's too bad.
It is.
Let's not bury him until we... Let's give it a week, and then we'll fully put him to bed. How about that? Let's see what shakes.
You know, his last album is supposed to be coming out, and they're like, "Don't even release it now."
It did come out. So he put out two albums, The Fall Off, and apparently one was really personal for his sound. Where is he from? He's from, like, down south, actually.
Is he? Like, I didn't think so.
Yeah, he is.
I thought he was from, like, fucking Maryland or something.
You should check where he's from, but it's a small town, and he put out. One was sort of conceptual and real play. He's playing into, like, I'm going back to my original sound. And it was, he put out those two. And then he told people, after those were his last albums, this is all within the last couple of weeks, he has a third album that was already done that he was going to put out before.
No, that's not what last album means.
I know.
No. Sir, people, no.
But then this is now going to be his last album. I don't know. I'm not the biggest J. Cole fan, to be honest. I mean... I think he has good songs, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm just not tuned into J. Cole in particular. It's not really
my album that I most liked, I'll tell you. It was in, like, 2017-ish. It was Born Sinner. No. No, it wasn't. Was it Born Sinner? Hold on. No, it was K.O.D. Yeah, that's
the one album. I hear the most about.
Yeah, that's the only one I loved.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
I've heard some of his stuff. I do a deep dive on most artists, but
you never really got into him.
Yeah, I mean, I know he had good songs, but just the whole, like, I don't know. His fans are very famish, and it's a certain, I don't know, vibe.
Yeah.
It's cool, but I mean, I get it. Good songs. I just never had considered him for. Even the top
one of
five.
The greats.
Well, remember,
I think lyrically he's pretty nice.
I mean, I think a lot of people think that. It just never came across. I'm older, but I understood Drake or even Kendrick, but the Cole thing always was kind of like, okay. But some people are huge fans, so let me not.
Yeah. So. Well, I never had a Drake album I loved, and I never had a Kendrick album I loved. I think they're good. They're talented. I do have a J. Cole album I love.
See, and that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. So
people used to get roasted for even liking him.
Who?
Like, just in general. Yeah. I remember that was a thing. But like, people were getting fully roasted.
A favorite Drake album is crazy.
I don't. I never really cared for him.
But Views and Take Care were, like, really big records, and they had
good They were.
I don't know.
And I'd let them play if songs from those albums came on, but would I look them up for myself while I'm driving or getting ready? No.
You know,
I just don't like him.
It's just very strange because females used to, that was...
I'm not a female kind of female. I got it. That's why.
This is what, how many years ago was Take Care? It was like 2011. Yeah. So
I was on like 15 years Webby. I was on Webby and Bootsy then. I was like heavily, like, and Gucci Mane.
And
like,
that's
I wasn't.
What I say, like, it's kind of the time too. Like, they didn't cross that in your life. They didn't sync.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people would disagree with you about Kendrick because...
I think Kendrick is talented. I'm not saying I don't like him, but I don't have a favorite album that I would go fucking, oh, let me put this on. But that J. Cole album, I loved it. That was in heavy fucking rotation.
See,
Bunny even
like
loved that one.
I listened to like so much like street.
Hard shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, that just seems very strange to me. That's the one you did a deep dive on.
I know.
And it's exactly the one I did.
It's weird. Yeah. I know. I get it.
I just remember fighting.
Bunny loved it too, though.
I just remember fighting in the car with female. They want to play Drake, and I think at the time I wanted to play like
Wiz
Khalifa.
I ain't never been that bitch.
I wanted
never.
To play Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there trying to prove that these are better songs.
And they're like, no, put on Drake. No. Drake is a very female artist, I feel like. Like, I feel like every bitch I know had a Drake moment, had a Drake, like, super fan Drake moment.
Yeah.
I never did, ever.
I'm not looking for him to come back.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I know.
I think he's done.
Yeah, well, I don't feel bad for people that are done with that much money, right?
Right. There's no need to feel bad. Mm-hmm. Oh, so J. Cole also, aside from this shit, they were also on his ass a few days ago because they said he's cosplaying someone's real life in an old Honda Civic. Did you see
what
that?
I was saying.
He was in the fucking old, it was like a 96 Honda Civic.
I know, he's driving, that's his promotion.
Is it?
Yes, he's driving around with mixtapes.
In the trunk.
CDs burnt in the trunk, yes. Yes.
They're like, bro, you got way too much money to be doing that. It's a little offensive. Like, you're too rich to be pretending to be one of us.
But, I don't know, see... People, they're so
they were fucking mad.
And you know what? But there's a whole side that's like, oh, this is his original marketing that he came up with. He's driving.
Okay, but you're past
cities.
That. You can't go back to that now.
Beyond the point of no return. I think that's the problem he's having because he wants to go back and be a regular guy.
Can't do it.
Because you see him riding a bike around like everywhere. And
a bike before a 96 Honda Civic trying to look regular.
He's trying to take it. Like I said, the album is very personal.
You know what that felt like? That felt like when Kim Kardashian and Kanye did like a shoot in like a dated apartment with Top Ramen and shit. Do you remember that? They were like making poor people food. They were making Top Ramen and shit and like in an apartment and trying so hard to look regular and like, be relatable to. And it was like, get the fuck out of here. You're like a billionaire. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like that.
I kind of would want them to be a contestant on the Best Prison Spread show, though. Like,
what's the show where you gotta like go work a regular job and you've never done it before, and you have to like go live the life of a regular fucking person?
Well, there's the Swap Wise, but it's the undercover boss where he owns the place but has to do it.
I know that's one. It's kind of like that. Yeah. Or maybe I should make a show like that. Yeah. You have to go apply for a job at McDonald's. You have to live in low-income housing for 6 months.
Yeah.
You have to, like, if you want to pose as that, then go live like that.
Yeah, and that would be perfect for, like, the governor.
He'd be on the first season.
Yeah.
Yes.
And be like, you said what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take you to boot camp.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they should do that.
They'd crack after, like...
J. Cole, Kim K., Gavin Newsom, they're all on the first season.
Well, that's the problem. Is like Drake wanting to be a regular. Well, Drake's different because he knows he's not regular, and I don't even consider.
Okay,
him
you're right. Here. You're right. He don't try.
J. Cole is literally. Well, he's also from Canada, but regardless,
different.
Like culturally, J.
Very
Cole
different.
Is having an issue because he.
Where
wants
the fuck is J. Cole from? Let me find out.
Something. It's like.
You're saying in the South, and I was like, what?
It's kind of surprising.
Hold on, I'm ready to be surprised.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Born in Germany. Okay. No, wait. Hold it. North Carolina.
There you go.
Okay. North Carolina.
In a specific city, and he's really trying to take it back. Like I said, that's the whole concept.
Yeah, I thought he was from like DMV.
I thought definitely East Coast or somewhere like where they rap, but.
Born in Germany was not expected.
Not at all.
I wonder if he's a military kid. That,
I mean, I didn't know, but it makes sense you saying that. I don't know.
Born in Frankfurt.
I usually get drawn in by rappers that feel authentic, and.
You don't think he feels authentic?
I think that it was such a huge underground marketing thing that wasn't underground, and he's trying to like pull back his career because that was sort of his thing. So now he's not.
Also, stop releasing albums. If that was the last, let it be the fucking last. Mm-hmm. Knock that shit off. Too he Short did that for a while.
Was like,
Too Short kept doing that shit. Stop it.
Called The Fall Off, and then he's like, oh, by the way. I had one that was done before that I was.
So I'm going to put that out too. Yeah. No, you're not.
And now I got to deal with like the deluxe version and the version that you're selling out of your trunk.
Out of your fucking trunk. In the Honda Civic with the purple tint with the bubbles in it.
And I'll be selling deluxe on vinyl on the way back home.
Right.
Like he's pulling up to cities with fans.
I saw him yanking off from the block in the fucking fucked up black Honda Civic. What are you doing?
I feel like the fans know exactly where they're supposed to be at what time. Oh, we're just here. Guess who pulled up?
Yeah. Yeah, that was totally planned.
You could pull up to the wrong place where they don't give a fuck. There will be a lot of that footage.
Yeah.
That would be the better footage.
For sure. That was staged.
There's some guy out front.
There's some guy out there trying to sell some shit. Yeah. That was weird. Cut it out. If it's the last, let it be the last.
Yeah, for
we
sure.
don't need all this performative shit.
Well, I mean, if you get rich... I'm just saying, like...
Who, me?
No, when people get rich...
Then what?
No, when people get rich, I mean...
When I get rich, we're going to manifest this. Right now.
When you get rich, just, like, it must be an identity crisis, and you're... So I can't knock him for at least, in his mind, like, I want to be regular.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you can't. And don't, like, you're trying too hard now.
It's just too hard to pull up in the Civic.
That's where it's the reverse Drake trying to go to hang out in the hood. Feels like the same. It's like.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I mean, Drake, like, my.
Like, how about pour a lot of that money into the hood if you want to be around it? You know, that's a good way that could be respectful and not performative.
Well, that was the whole issue was he was pouring it into doing all this stuff for all these American rappers, and that's seemed to be Kendrick's angle, like you're kind of buying your clout,
buying your way around into these spaces.
Again, you were talking about Wayne and his
the homeless hospital.
So we don't know if he's giving money away, but I mean either way, I don't know.
That was confusing. I still ain't heard nothing else about that.
Is that performative when people show off the shit that they did that is like altruistic? Like it becomes like, or are you, it's like the conversation we're having. Or are you on some bullshit and this is promo?
I gotta just assume everybody's on bullshit until they prove otherwise.
Lil Wayne has a next album come out. Like,
yeah.
And he's doing videos
in a hospital. In an operating room.
It's called like whatever the title of that place is.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
All a rollout.
Maybe. Or tax write-off. Or maybe he's in some trouble
for
and
sure.
needed to do some Good Samaritan type shit. Maybe. Who knows? I'm starting to always assume the worst about people.
I don't think he's very tuned in. I know that Lil Russell just said some stuff about him. It was kind of crazy. And people were like, I wonder what Lil Wayne's going to say.
That threw me off.
Well, and then people were like, what's Lil Wayne going to say? And I'm like, I don't think...
I don't think he's going to acknowledge that.
I don't even think he knows it happened. I think he's that disconnected.
Well, yeah,
that's
true.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Guess what? No one's going to tell him.
He's on a skateboard.
Yeah.
Not caring. Yeah.
Not giving at all.
Yeah.
But I do... Yeah, that... I mean, as much as it was taken out of context...
Do you think...
Well, because they played the first clip, and it's kind of like...
So let's tell people what we're talking about.
LaRussell is
a Bay Area artist.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people...
How old is he? 30-something? Early 30s?
Yeah, 32, I think.
So he's young.
Yeah, he's
He made a comment that, like, Lil Wayne's music was never talking about shit.
Right.
Like, he wasn't never talking about no real shit. He was, and I'm like, hello? Well,
but my point...
So at first, I immediately was like, right. Is he really young so he just doesn't know? But you're in fucking music. You know. Well, and no matter how old you are, you know. This is your genre. Like, this is your...
Listen,
whenever
he started listening to Lil Wayne, he got that Lil Wayne. But the fact that he doesn't see the bigger picture, because everyone could say, like, because I've heard people break it down, like, well, he was born and only heard these albums, so that was when Lil Wayne had less this or that. Like, but at the end of the day, you got, my thing is, did you not hear your fucking self say it?
Because it's very disrespectful. Well, I think it's very disrespectful to even say, even if he's not your favorite, he's one of the greats.
But he has songs with messages, but even if he didn't, what... fucking gives a fuck if it makes great music. Everyone likes Lil Wayne. There's no one that doesn't.
Like, it's a legend in rap music.
From all the way to like the early albums when like he's been, like, spanned generations.
Right.
You know, so that was the dumbest
shit. He's lasted
to say.
So long. Like,
and,
that's
and
so.
And I work with LaRussell. Like, he's worked in the studio. I've done albums enough with him to know that his intention isn't there, but. And I said this, like, as soon as I think he did this deal with Roc Nation, which he had previously sort of spoke against doing, and also, you know, he was doing the direct-to-consumer thing, but I feel like immediately after you say you're on Roc Nation, you're on the clock, and the clip world is roasting him. He doesn't understand what comes with even saying that and then performing
something
at the Super
like
Bowl.
That, yeah.
Well, he doesn't understand. He's always... been out there on a positive note, but now you're on the clock and the Clippers are looking for, it was a slow work week, but I knew it immediately. Someone texted me in the morning, like, and I was like, oh, this is content, because no albums had come out that week except Brent Faiyaz, and like, no, it was a slow week.
So do you think it was intentional to say that?
That
to
doesn't
like,
matter.
No.
Like, because you should also, first of all, you could have walked out of there and said, edit that out. It wasn't like he was in some, it was some, I think it was like some white people. It was like a light podcast. But most rappers that I know would hear that and understand clipping.
Right.
But I think because he's so positive, he just didn't think he could say anything wrong. And I think that's just short-sighted. Yeah. But I feel bad for him because it is a thought. Like, for him growing up at that age, when that came out and then he started doing positive stuff, he's looking back at his life like, oh, that was sort of negative. But maybe he didn't know enough to... I mean,
I don't know. 90, how do you not? How
you're
do
born
you
born in what 94? Is that what it would be like?
I have a daughter that was born in 98. Like, her birthday's tomorrow. Happy birthday, Mona.
But I mean, maybe when you turned into like positive rapper, he was like, oh, that's negative. I don't know.
It's one of the greats. You can't fucking say that. I just can't say that.
I agree.
He ain't never been talking about shit. Like, what? What are you talking about?
Well, no.
Like,
if you hear the whole thing, he's saying that. There was a period where Lil Wayne, he loved Lil Wayne, he thought he was the best in the world, and then there was a point where he was like, Lil Wayne sang negative shit. So that was the clip that they didn't, was the first part.
They didn't show the whole thing.
Where he was like, I love Lil Wayne, blah, 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 blah. I still don't think...
But there was still some positive shit.
Like, no, but I'm just saying, I know what came out was horrible, and I think that he deserves to be roasted. Because that's just clip culture. He's learning about it.
Yeah.
But I know he's also used to talking a lot and bringing things in, and it was his life story and like so cool, but shut the fuck up with the great, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're saying. Just shut the fuck up. And I agree.
Yeah.
Like, even as much as I know him or I've perspective.
I just think as someone in that industry to take a chance like that, even saying something, like, you're playing with your career. I think.
No, 100%.
I wouldn't take that chance.
What's even worse is they're going to find so much shit like that now because he's got 40 records and he does these long form interviews where he talks about negative rap and positive things. So yeah, he's clip bait, but you should know that by then. I don't know what that is. Oh,
the door, did that just open by itself?
Yeah, the door just opened.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That was a ghost. That was a ghost opening shit.
There's something in there that they want you to read.
Clearly. I'll have to check it out when we're done. That was subtle. What the hell? Like, it's by like, the way.
It's like, I think it had slowly started. This was like,
what? Since we're talking about history, like, what? There's no breeze in here. That was interesting.
Yeah, I just know that he talks a lot, and being real positive and talking about stuff and having a strong opinion will get you roasted.
It will. So I don't know.
When soon as this happened and he signed this deal, all of a sudden academics is on you. Like,
yeah.
If you didn't predict that, then you're just stupid. Like, they live for that shit. And what he said is what he said. So he should stand on it. I think he should stand on it.
I think he should be like, my bad.
Well, he did that.
Okay.
He has tried to, he is.
That ain't circulating.
They're clipping up the clips of him trying to explain his way out of it and putting it right next to the clip. And it's like, I mean, even people that are trying to, he said what he said.
Yeah.
So if you don't, he's going to take what he gets.
Yeah.
And I think it's new.
Trying to think if I want to speak on this at all.
What do you got going on?
You know, the show is a little different now. There's someone not here, you know. And I try not to let comments and shit really get to me.
Right.
Sometimes they do. I'm human. A very reactive human
that
I've been trying to keep under control.
Well, this is a heavy issue.
It's a very heavy issue.
And I know it's been bothering you a lot, and you've been trying not to talk about it too much. More for your own sanity and also sort of the respect of your kids. And
and
I don't think that... I get it, because I know that you fluctuated from being angry to feeling upset, sad,
then angry, like, then... Yeah, it's a roller coaster.
Sad is not something I've seen much from you as an emotion, so I know it means...
In my life?
Just
like,
in
since
general,
we,
it doesn't... It's not like your go-to emotion.
Right.
It usually is more like anger, which I think sometimes is much healthier. There's a whole thing about that. But she, someone you've known since you were young, you meet someone young, you start a dynamic that way, and it's tough because things have changed. And I don't think that was ever the intention for things to go left.
No, of course not.
And I think at the end of the day, like, you've done everything you can, and I think that, I mean, listen, I was there when you started the show.
Right. And, like, I wanted to kind of touch on that a little bit also, just to make clear, like, when we started this show, okay, I wasn't in a place where I wanted to do it alone.
Well, and I would also say we were thinking of someone else to do music with at first, and we, like, continuing that, but...
Yeah.
It was like, let's just bring in Crystal and...
But it was also like she wasn't even the first choice.
No,
a lot of people don't know that.
And I think, it was chemistry, and like, and it worked. And I know that we had talked about doing a lot.
And there was trust.
Yeah, and I think the thing with Fresh was, like you said, it just he wasn't around as much anymore. You wanted to do more.
Yeah.
And I think because like I was there for I think the first 2.5 years.
Yes.
And there was a different energy, even with her, and it felt really fresh. And But it also felt comforting, and that's what people are gonna not get until she can figure out her stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for that because I know that's scary for you because you build something and you've been sort of left hanging, but I also know that it gives you a chance to try different things, and we're gonna keep trying. Hopefully people will stick with it while we try a whole bunch of different things and we can figure out what works. And I don't know.
I think you've kind of said most of what I wanted to say.
Well,
but also that, like, a lot of people are asking, like, is she okay? I saw someone make nasty comments, but then sweetened it up after. They were just basically saying, like, it's hella rude to say anything about it behind a paywall. What about the people that can't afford to pay to get information? Mm-hmm. And, like, I've been here from day one. I just want to say... I did not ever, even behind the paywall, I have not come out and said what's going on. I've alluded to it. I've answered a few questions. I've hinted around.
Trauma behind the paywall with the people you know
that
about.
I'm closest with.
That's the people
that
really care about your show.
So it's not an intention to get you to pay me to find out this information because that's not it.
Well, I mean, this, the whole idea of the show is being tested.
Okay. Howdy, Pat and mystery guest. I'm writing in today because I have some wonderful February birthday peeps to shout out. I tried last year, but it must have gotten lost in the sauce. I apologize for that. First, big shout out to my loving partner of 8 years and the man that pays for our Patreon subscription, Gil.
Hey, Gil.
Happy belated birthday to you. His birthday was the 3rd, and we celebrated our favorite way, staying home. I love that. Next shout out to Mackenzie Mac, whose birthday is the 24th. I think that's today.
It is the 24th.
Yeah. She is the queen that introduced me to HD, and she and yourself and Chris helped me through the loss of my brother due to fentanyl. Happy birthday, Mac. I love you, girl. You are now a staple for my household, my comfort show, and you're referred to as my friends in casual conversation. Pat, all the flowers in the world to you for carrying on the show during these crazy moments. I love the guests you've had on, and I love the lives on Patreon. You're really crushing it. Some real boss girl shit. Lots of love and support, Angie. Thank you, Angie, so much. And happy birthday, Mac and Gil.
That's nice.
Yes. Right in. Hey, girl. Hey, I'm here with some more dumbass shit. I'm not sure who this is from. Question, where's the wildest place you've ever made whoopee? Hopefully someone gets the reference. Wasn't that Love Connection, making whoopee?
Yeah, making whoopee.
Yeah, what was his name? Do you know his name?
Chuck Willery, right?
Was that him? No. I want to know. The guy with the black hair, making whoopee. For me, it'd be a tie. Both were when I was in high school. One, daytime with my boyfriend at a neighborhood park inside a playground plastic tunnel tube thing surrounded by playing children. You're going to jail. You're going to fucking jail.
That was Chuck Willery.
It was Chuck Willery. Yes, okay. Well, you're going to jail for doing that around playing children.
A lot of those talk show guys were a little handsy, I feel like.
They were a little creepy.
Come around here.
Number two was at school. Jesus, during lunchtime in my history teacher's classroom with my side piece, who, don't worry, was also a student. Okay, that's a little better. Kids will be kids. Love the other bunny. Okay, I know who this is. Okay. P.S. We're all hella grateful that you're holding it down for us. Thank you, the other bunny. Don't ever fuck around in a playground. Again, you were a kid, so you get a pass, but yes. Don't fucking do that. Can you imagine? let's see. This one. Okay. Hi, Thea Pat. Just wanted to start off by saying sorry about your situation. You're killing it. Thank you for staying loyal and consistent with us fans and the show. Now for my question. You don't have to answer or can tell me to go fuck myself. I've been working at a strip club as a server, but have been barely making any money. I don't want to strip in my area because I know too many people and don't want to shit where I eat. I live near a city, but always hear how bad the clubs push extras, and that's not much of a strip club city, so it's not worth it. Anyway, I had a customer who used to bartend at the club come in and say, "You look like you can beat the shit out of someone. You'd make a great dominatrix." I'm trying to turn you out. He wants to be the client.
He's topping from the bottom. He's just ready to.
He explained to me he's a sub. Okay, no shock. Okay. And he recommended the book, Screw the Roses, Send Me the Thorns.
He's trying to create
a He's like, read this. Here, read it.
He's walking around with a bag of books.
You'll love this. Trust me. Though I've known of doming since I was a teen, I've never thought I'd be good at it. Or that I could do it as a job. But he got me thinking, as they fucking do.
Free money.
Because I've had all sorts of men and women tell me I look intimidating and that I could beat the shit out of someone. I also have somewhat of a dominant personality and don't like being told what to do. Do you mind explaining safe ways to get into doming or how you know if someone is a good dominatrix? I know it's a lot of mental work. That's number one. It's a lot of psychological work. I tell people hoeing is so much easier. Like, if you just want some quick money and you're not against it, or like, you know, that would be the easiest way to just be mechanical and in and out. Domming is a lot of psychological work, a lot of mental work. So I'm glad you already know that. I know it's a lot of mental work, and that safety, consideration, and empathy play a big role too. Yes, aftercare is a big part of it also. And like I said, if you don't want to reply or read this, that's totally understandable. Thanks again for keeping it 100. We love you and appreciate the work you put into the show. Love and light, Mia. So Mia, I guess the number one things you need to ask yourself are, do you get grossed out easily? Because I brought girls that like were escorts in on like two girl, not shows, but like two girl sessions with me before with clients. One threw up in front of a client when we were fucking doing a golden shower. She took off running and puking. That was awful. I felt so fucking bad for the client. Because, you know, you don't ever want to offend somebody for their fucking kink. No, I don't care if it's eating shit. Like, if you take the call, you need to be able to perform and, like, be respectful.
Maybe that book.
We'll teach them that. Read the book. Yeah. Start with the book. Read the book and see. Hopefully, I'm not familiar with this book, but hopefully, like, it'll give you some insight. But, like, a big part of domming is doing things that are like unusual or, you know, out of the box. You know, letting someone swallow your foot, like that might make someone throw up. Like, you know, things, I'm trying to think of things, scenarios where like my girls have had really strong reactions and were like, I'm never doing this again. So like, if you're not okay with a lot of that kind of stuff, you need to ask yourself that. Also, there's a level of manipulation that comes with it, because subs will try to like purposely get you mad, get a reaction so that they get a stronger discipline from you sometimes. And that can be really frustrating and annoying if you're not in the mood for it or you're not mentally prepared for it. Like, they'll try to purposely upset you. I've had quite a few do that. That's a game I don't always like to play. What else? Are you mean enough? You can't like fuck somebody up and like feel bad about it. Like, some people don't have that in them, and it sounds good, but like, can you really do it if they start crying? Can you continue?
Are you gonna turn into,
you
like,
can't turn soft and be like, no, like you baby. Can't, they're never going to call you again. They're like, no, bitch. Like,
go with it. There's this story.
Let me cry.
There's like, a storyline here. Like, I'm here for a reason.
I'm here to cry. Let me cry. Yeah. You got to be able to fucking, you know, mean.
I've never heard of this book, but I wonder.
I'm curious about the book. I think I'm going to check out the book too. Maybe that could be in our Patreon book club. I
mean, maybe that's the book you write, if that one's not right.
Yeah. Yeah. I write my own version. Yeah. Yeah, so just kind of ask yourself that shit. Read the book. Let me know what you think of the book. And then see. Let me know. Give me an update. Yeah. Write me an update. Let me know.
That would be great to hear.
Yeah.
But go for it if you feel
like it. Yeah, if you feel capable. Like, it could be lucrative. But, yeah. Ask yourself those things first.
The basics.
Can you
handle horrible things?
All right. Well, I think that's about it. That's all I got for you guys today. But I will be back in a couple days, as you know. And yeah, thank you for sticking with me. Thank you for the write-ins. Thank you for the reviews and just all the support I've been getting. And the funnies, the chat has been going.
The pets.
We started a pet chat. I love it. It's an instant dopamine fix. The chat has been keeping me busier than like the other social media platforms lately. And I love that, because it's with a community that like we're all getting closer. We were already familiar and close, but I definitely think we're getting closer, and I like that.
Yeah.
So if you're not there, join us. The $5 tier gets you access to the chat and the live streams. So if you don't want to subscribe yet for the additional episodes, you could always start out there and just kind of get familiar with everything. But we'd love to have you.
There'll be a lot of new fun content, hopefully.
On all tiers, yeah.
We'll do a lot of different things, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure. I'm doing a lot of shit that I've wanted to do for a while, like different types of content. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Sounds good.
Bye. Bye, kittens.